Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
What's wrong?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing's going on.
This, by the way, is a Twiggy Molly.
Hello, I'm back.
Influencer extraordinaire. I don't like that term influencer for you.
I also don't like it.
So what are we going to go with?
I'm a blogger.
Blogger, yes. Yeah. There you go. You made such an impact on us last year that we thought we should have you back as a regular. We haven't done it as told by Twiggy in a while because... I feel like you wake up and like whatever mood you're in, like that's the mood. And I don't know.
I've just, yeah, like I've been so busy to the point that I've like burnt out.
Yes.
And because of that, I just got sick. So like I get sick really, really easily and quickly. And me being the baby that I am, like I literally refuse to do anything if I'm sick. Like my mom knows to bring me breakfast in bed even.
I have to say, you're one of the most interesting people that I've met on this show. And it's because there's something so cool about you, but then like I can't really quantify what it is. And I've told you this before, and I'm still trying to figure it out, and it's just not happening.
I don't know. I think it's because I'm just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've asked you what your exes say and all of that. And
I don't think they think I'm cool.
What is happening in the love life?
Nothing, sadly.
Nothing is ever happening.
Like, I don't know. I think... I'm one, very picky.
Mm.
Number two, I'm too busy. So, like, I think every guy that's trying to hit me up, just, I can't make time for them because work comes first.
Last time, though, you were on, you were speaking about some guy that was a model that you were crushing on.
Oh, the model. Oh, he's still around. He's still super cute. It was his birthday on Monday. And I posted a photo of him. I was like, man crush Monday, whatever. And everyone was like, who's that? But yeah, he's a mate. So yeah.
Where did you post the photo?
On Twitter.
Oh.
I like Instagram is strictly for work.
Let's have a look. I'm going to go to your Twitter timeline now.
It's going to take you forever to find that photo. You know I tweet like a million times
a day.
No,
it's easy. You just go to media and then you find it.
Oh no, you're a professional stalker.
I am a professional stalker. Are you a professional stalker? You got it stalking?
Yep. I'm so good at it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was so easy for me to find.
Oh, yeah. How gorgeous is he?
She tweeted a day ago, MCM. He has got a very cultivated afro.
Yep. Really wish I had his hair. Like, he doesn't appreciate it. I would definitely appreciate it.
Okay. You want to run your fingers through that fro?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why is this not happening?
I don't know. He's also just busy.
Okay, like, being a model.
Being a model and like
both
with
of you
school.
Are just busy being models.
I know. I keep telling him, let's have a shoot so that we can just like devastate the whole world. And he was like, yeah, Twiggy. Like he's very like chilled about everything. And I'm just like, dude, take yourself seriously.
These are hashtag Twiggy problems.
Yeah. But yeah, it's chilled. I mean, I talk to him every day. So that's progress.
You've been turning up quite a bit of late.
No, that is a lie.
No, you have.
I've been turning up less.
But I still see you turning up a lot.
Way.
And I think your sister also exposes you because I follow her on Snapchat as well.
When did you start?
So you might not snap that you were there, but your sister's there snapping right along.
No. Let me tell you. When I got back from Stellenbosch, I turned all the way up. And that was like my first turn up in so long.
That was a few days ago.
It was last week. But like, it was the first time in so long.
Okay, let's talk about Stellenbosch. You were out there doing what?
So I was on a travel campaign called Stellenblog, where they get like international bloggers and local bloggers together and we explore Stellenbosch and then obviously like share our experiences with our followers. So that was really new to me because obviously I've been focusing on like lifestyle and like fashion, or like mainly fashion on my blog. So this like definitely took me out of my comfort zone because it was more of like a travel blogging experience. Mm. And I was with people that do this for like a living.
Mm.
It was a lot of fun, but it's like so much pressure and it's like quick and every day you're doing something. You don't have like 10 seconds to just breathe, but it was a lot of fun.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What did you find interesting about Stellenbosch?
Well, when I was in varsity, like we'd go to Stellenbosch all the time, but like just to drink because everything there is so cheap. But like during this trip, like I just found like really cute like boutique hotels, and I found my wedding venue, I found my engagement ring, I found like my husband. So yeah.
Oh, you found a husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was one of the bloggers.
Oh.
He's so gorgeous.
You have a crush on a lot of oaks.
I know. Can I tell you what my problem is? Like if you're good looking, then I'm going to crush on you.
Instantly. But maybe this is your problem, is that you're just going after the good looking guys, they're going to break your heart.
Mm. why must I go after an ugly looking guy?
Okay, yeah, no, there's truth to that. I wouldn't want you to end up with someone ugly.
Exactly.
Okay, so now we know what all those snaps were about, because I saw you snapping up a storm in Stellenbosch. Looked amazing.
Yeah. Everyone thought massages. I was on like vacation, and I was like, no, I have to document every single like experience.
I'm working, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think that the Stellenblog campaign won at the Prism Awards, which was the PR awards recently that we were involved with.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Okay, let's get spicy.
Oh, you like the spice. I was telling my friend last night, I really want to be a better person.
Okay.
But how am I going to be a better person with people like you in my life?
Well, you can start tomorrow. I wouldn't stress too much. My gosh. Also, I'm not making you that spicy.
Okay, what's the spice?
Okay, the spice is open up the industry.
Oh, okay, cool. This is good spice.
What's happening?
Okay, so Beastie on Twitter started this conversation about open up the industry, and then Sese got involved. And like at the time when they brought it up, I didn't really say anything or pay much attention.
It was in response to Boity being named as the host of Ridiculousness.
Yes. Yeah. And I didn't even know that's where it came from until like much later. Actually, until they had an interview on 702. So I decided, let me listen to this. And then I was really, really annoyed because they brought like people that have been in the industry forever who are killing it. And like they didn't have like people like me who was like starting out. They didn't have people that are still trying to get into the industry. So it was like very frustrating to listen to, and they weren't answering like tweets that had like valid questions, you know. It upsets me because like I even read an article yesterday where somebody who's not a blogger, who's not an influencer, was literally bashing influencers, saying that we're not doing a good job. We just take every like job that's thrown at us, even if it's not meant for us, instead of sharing it with other people who deserve it. So it's really frustrating because I feel like a lot of people just don't understand the industry. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's interesting, I guess, because some people would say that you're an example of the industry not being opened up, but you're saying that these other people are an example of the industry not opening up. And they would say, well, Beyonce is an example of not opening up. It's like there's levels to this open up the industry thing.
That's the thing. There's levels. At the end of the day, I feel like I'm an example of how the industry is opening up.
Mm.
I'm not a presenter. I'm not a television presenter. I'm not a radio host like you are. I'm doing something that's very different to a lot of what the current industry girls are doing. And I feel like that's opening up a space. I've found a space for myself in the industry. Mm. And I feel like that's what people need to do. Like, not all of us are going to be like Bonang. I'd love to get into television presenting, but it's not my time, firstly. And second of all, maybe that's not where my talent lies. I'm a better blogger, so I'm going to focus on that. And that's actually put me in a position where I can go to events that Bonang is invited to. Do you know what I mean? I can mingle with AKA and I can drink champagne with whoever. Do you know that? Like, that's the thing. Mm. You need to find a space for you that works for what you are good at. And I think people just see what we do and they think, oh, I can do that. But it's not as easy as it looks. Like, just taking a basic picture on Instagram, like, people will try copy it and they'll get like 5 likes, where I'll get 5,000. And they're like, oh, but Twiggy uses a fancy camera. And it's not about that. I just have a better eye. Mm. So I think people just need to like look at themselves in the mirror and really evaluate, do I deserve to be in the industry, or do I just want to be famous?
So you feel like people discredit what you do, and that there's actually a lot of effort and time and stuff that goes into it. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the hell Boity does. I don't know how she got into the industry, but I know she didn't get into it by just like, I don't know, sleeping around or just being pretty.
Mm.
That's, we don't know that.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. She worked hard.
Exactly. She worked hard. Like, on the like other side of that, I will say, once you are in the industry, it is easier to get bigger jobs. Because obviously, if I know the producer at Channel O or whatever, I'll be like, hey, dude, listen, I really want to explore this avenue. So next time if there's an opening, can you, you know, let me know so I can come audition or whatever. So it does become easier to get big jobs once you're inside. But getting into the industry is a lot of hard work. And that's what people don't realize.
I didn't know what the call to action was for open up the industry. So people saying that, you know, the same faces are on TV, the same faces are on same voices are on radio all the time. But I didn't know, does that mean you fire everyone? Does that mean you...
The thing is, I think they feel like people aren't given a chance. Like, maybe, for example, someone might think, I deserve to be the host of Ridiculousness. I'm already in the industry. I do have a following, but I'm just not recognized because I... not as popular as Boiti, for example. I think that's what the main cry was. It wasn't like, fire Boiti, fire Bonang, and give the space to Nom Tandazo from down the road. No, they're just saying there are already people in the industry that are overlooked because we're not as popular or as experienced. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it was definitely an interesting conversation. I mean, for you, you know, what do you think people need to take away from the conversation as it sort of, you know, has come to a little bit more of a simmering point?
I think what people need to take away from it is that those who are in the industry and have lasted in the industry are the ones that work hard.
Mm.
I mean, you'll obviously get like someone who's that's in the industry and is out a second later because they obviously weren't meant to be there or they weren't working hard, but we work hard to be there. But on the flip side, I think people just need to remember it's about who you know. Like, sadly, that's the sad truth. It's about who you know and your following. And that's it. That's life. Like, life is unfair. And what's meant to be will always be for you. So, yeah.
I also just didn't understand. You know, the thing is that if channel executives are choosing Boiti to host something, it's because they know she's going to bring numbers.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it's a business decision. So that's what people forget. And I think people got very emotional about it and they forgot that at the end of the day, it's business and we need to make money. So, yeah.
Let's talk about some people, though, that are at the top of their game in the industry, but seem to, I don't know, nothing, you know, stuff doesn't seem to be going particularly according to plan. I'm sure you saw Euphonic's tweets on Sunday night.
Oh, he's so petty. Oh, my gosh.
Just tell everyone what happened from your perspective.
So, okay, this was on the night of the Super Mega Show at Zone 6. And I was very, very sad that I missed the groove. But, you know, I'm trying to turn up less. Anyways, I was on Twitter and I just see Euphonic numbering tweets. And it's just him going off on how he dated Bonang and how she's a slanya, which means she's crazy. And how he's a billionaire, so he doesn't have to worry. Like, he needs someone that's mentally stable and good for AKA if he's going to deal with that. I don't even know why he was going off. I don't know who... like
prompted it.
Yeah but I think it was just so unnecessary. Like, he keeps coming with these random rants like he's Kanye West, and at the end of the day he just looks stupid because Bonang and AKA literally keep quiet, live their lives, and then Euphonic looks like a sour ex-boyfriend.
Do you think he is, though?
I really think he is, because like, he has this mentality that he made Bonang. He didn't. She's talented and she's hardworking. So that's just the annoying thing. I hate guys that think they can build a woman and make women who they are.
You don't think, though, that it keeps him relevant, even if it's not in a positive context? Do you think that, I mean, what is celebrity to you?
Okay, yeah. I mean, a celebrity is someone who is...
And by the way, I like the guy a lot, and he did a great interview with us towards the end of last year.
Really?
I think he's dope. I don't know him on a personal level, but from, you know, the interactions I've had with him at Five and at Clip Central, yeah. He's been cool.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess it keeps him relevant because Bonang and AK are the most spoken about celebrities in South Africa right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like, dude, you're a good DJ. Stick to what you do and people will never forget you.
Mm.
But don't use other people to stay relevant, even though any publicity is good publicity. So that was smart on his part, but it was kind of boring. It just made us not like him as a person, even though we don't know him.
Who else is being dumb on social media at the moment?
You know what's not nice about social media is that I, as Twiggy, will randomly say something silly like, oh my God, you're mad because I'm pretty. And then you will catch that subtweet, but it wasn't even directed at you.
Mm.
And then you'll retaliate and say something like, oh, look at that girl. She thinks she's pretty. What? Like, not everything is meant for you. Like, people will always subtweet. And if it's meant for you, you'll know. But don't catch subtweets that aren't meant for you, because it'll be a big, big mess. So I think, like, the main lesson is to worry about yourself. Don't worry about what Aria is busy ranting about, or Euphonic, or whoever. If it's got nothing to do with you, just ignore it.
But then what does one tweet about? Like, I, at the moment, I'm struggling. I don't have anything to tweet about. Sometimes I want to tweet something, and then I think, like, I don't even want to get involved. Like, when the Euphonic thing happened,
yeah.
I tweeted... I said, in inverted commas, I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be your lover. and then I started getting retweets or whatever, and then I deleted it because I was like, I don't want to get involved in this. This is not me.
I mean, you're definitely allowed to tweet something then delete it later if you feel if you have regrets. Because I do that all the time.
I didn't want to like get involved in something that wasn't mine, and I don't know. So I don't know. Like I don't even know what my opinion is anymore because no, I'm so conscious of what other people are going to think of it.
That's the problem with social media. You have to accept that.
It's just like overthinking. Like,
yeah, you just have to accept it.
I'm lucky because I get to say whatever I want for 2 hours every day.
Yeah.
But I get so nervous of stuff on social because there's no tone behind it.
Yeah, people can take it the wrong way.
Yeah, and you're not hearing my voice. It's like, you know, you can quote something out of context, but you can still listen to the audio of the show. And if I've said something dumb like, oh, Kanye West is such a moron.
Yeah.
I don't really mean it.
Yeah.
It might have just been in the context.
Yeah.
But social, there's no context. Same
there's
as texting.
Context, like you just have to accept it. If you're going to say something, stick to it.
Yeah.
So you have to be very, very sure of what you're going to say. I've also said some things that I didn't mean, and people are just like, "Ooh, okay, Twiggy, you're super spicy." And I'm like, no, wait.
But does your following go up when you do it? Yeah.
It does. It definitely does. Like one of my friends tweeted, "Why do girls like dog filter on Snapchat?" And I was like, "Because it reminds us of our boyfriends." And then everybody retweeted it. I got like 10 followers from that stupid tweet. I didn't mean it. I don't have a boyfriend. So like, yeah, sometimes it's good to be spicy.
Yeah, sometimes it is. I don't know. I hate things out of context. Because even texting, like there's so many people that I've fought with in my life over texts because they didn't hear the tone of my voice.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand that. But I think you must just be very sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll run all my tweets past you now.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can tell me if it's too spicy or not.
But I'm going to encourage the spice.
I want to go on a Twitter rant tonight. I don't know about what, but I'm going to do it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'll still be your friend.
I don't want to be your friend. Let's wrap this up with, as told by Twiggy, the 3 rules of life. You believe that you've got this down to 1, 2, and 3, right?
Yeah. So between my sister and one of my best mates, like, we will see people go off at each other, or we'll see celebrities get attacked and then they go off at us. And we've concluded that in life, in order to be grand, there are 3 rules.
Cool.
Number 1, don't explain.
Huh.
Like, euphonic, somebody said something to him and he decided to explain in a rant and that made him look like an asshole. So number 1, don't explain. If you're going to say something, it's like you saying you want to tweet and then you feel bad or whatever. If you're going to say something, say it, stick to it, don't explain. Number 2, worry about yourself. Like, don't worry about what the girl next door is doing or what Sia, the blogger, is doing to remain relevant or whatever to get more No, worry about yourself, your life, whatever makes you happy. Number 3. What did I say number 3 is?
Know your real friends.
Oh, number 3 is like a new rule. That's why I've forgotten it. So with like Twitter being spicy, like you just realize that you should know who your friends are.
Because
sometimes like you'll say something stupid on Twitter, then it's your friends that are actually encouraging all the spice and all of that. And sometimes that's not good for you. You need to know who your real friends are, who aren't going to drag your ass on Twitter, who aren't going to take out your files on Twitter. So, I mean, we all mingle and hang out at all these events and stuff, but I know who my friends are. There's less than 5. Do you know what I mean? So just, yeah, those are my 3 rules. Don't explain, number 1.
Yes.
Number 2, worry about yourself. Number 3, know who your real friends are.
There you go. The 3 rules of life as told by Twiggy Molly. And then finally, any take on Lemonade from Beyonce? Any take on Views? I know that everybody is reeling from these 2 great albums that have been dropped in the past 2 weeks.
Okay, so what I'm about to say is probably going to get so much shade, but I haven't listened to Lemonade.
You haven't listened?
So the Beehive is going to be very mad and all the feminists and okay. Personally, for me, when a new album drops, I don't listen to it until like a month later so that I can like clearly understand what everything is about without people's influencing what I think about it. So that's what I thought about Lemonade. But then with Views, I happened to wake up like 10 minutes before Drake's interview on Apple Music. So I listened to the interview, and like just from hearing everything that he had to say, I was so keen to hear Views. Somebody legally sent me the album and I listened to it and I loved it and I love Drake. So yeah,
Well, it's okay, you don't have to be in formation, but as long as you have Views, everything will be fine. You're such a sweetheart. How do we keep up all day? And by the way, it's not actually all day. It's when you want us to keep up with you, because you're like, peace out Snapchat for 3 weeks, and then you come back, and that's like, oh, a whole thing. Very dramatic.
My life is boring. If I'm not snapping, just know that I'm sleeping every day if I'm not snapping.
I don't believe you, but okay.
I promise you. But I'm tweeting every day. Every second of the day, I've got something to say. But don't take what I say seriously sometimes. I don't have 10 boyfriends, guys. Please. Anyways, you can keep up with me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. My handle is @TwiggyMolly everywhere.
Power. And then, of course, the blog is sleeplessinsoweto.co.za.
Yes.
Yeah, and Twiggy's actually tweeted out, well, she tweeted out 2 days ago. Well, she retweeted her sister who tweeted out the rules to live by, which is what we just went through.
Number one.
Number one, don't explain. Number two,
worry about yourself.
And number three,
know who your real friends are.
Boom. There you go. Twiggy, thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.